The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Daf Kof. Today's daf is being studied. Zaynu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Rabbi Moshe Shaluna. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Began Eden Amen. Begin today's daf on Sadi Tet Amud Bet, and we are going to start at the Mishnah, right in the middle of the Amud Matnitin. Shene Shulchanot Hayu Ba'olam Mebifnim Al Petach Habayit. There were two additional tables besides the table of Moshe. There was a table as you entered the Ulam. Yachad Shel Shayish Ve'Yachad Shel Zahav. One was marble and one was gold. Actually it was silver. But since marble looks like since silver looks like marble, so they call it Shayish. But it is really silver, as we learned on yesterday's daf. You look at Rashi on yesterday's daf, on the Amud Rishon, when it talks about that, it says, Shnayim shayu ba'olam mebifnim, etzel petach ha'echal, echad shel kesef, echad shel zahav. V'hai dekari acha kesef, over here the reason why it calls it kesef, u'matnitin shayish, Shum de shayish lavan ke kesef. So it was marble. But the white marble is like silver. So it's in gold and silver. I mean gold and silver. It means gold and marble. But it says silver because it wants to keep it consistent with the gold. Shnei shulchanot yu be'olam mebifnim al petach habayit. Echad shel shayish v'echad shel zahav. Al shel shayish notim lechem apanim b'chnisato. When they would enter with the lechem apanim, they would put it on the shayish, the marble table first, to rest it over there. When they come out, they put it on the gold table to rest it. Because once you put it on the table of Moshe, which was gold, so you cannot put it now on a Shayish table. So when they took it out, they rested it on the gold table. And there was a third table of gold inside. And over there they had the lechem apanim tamid. When they change the loaves, four kohanim enter. Shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim. You have two kohanim that have the two racks of bread, right, six and six. Ushnayim biyadam shnei bazichim. And two more kohanim that are holding the two spoons of the levona. V'arba'a magdimim niftehim. And there's four kohanim ahead of them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim, two to take off the two racks of bread, ushnayim litol shnei bazichim, and two to take off the two bazichim, the two spoons. Hamachnisim, those that are entering to put the new loaves on, omdim b'tzafon, they stand on the northern side of the table, ufnehem ledarom, facing south. V'amotziim omdim b'darom, ufnehem b'tzafon. And the people that are taking the breads off, so they stand on the south side of the table. That she says, Kiddushat Safon was hamur, was more hamur. So therefore those that are putting the new bread on, stand in the more holy place. Elu moshchin ve'elu manihim. Okay, so now, they start to pull off the bread, and as they're pulling off the bread, the other guys are putting on the bread. It's simultaneous. V'tafchosh shel zeh, k'neged tafchosh shel zeh. That means the back of one bread is connected to the front of the other bread. As he pulls it off, they pull it off, they're pushing it right on. So it's the mash, not a second at the table does not have bread. Because it says the table has to be set. Tamid. So therefore, as this is pushed off, there's another rag being pushed on. Miyosei Omer, Afilu elu notlim ve'elu manihim. Afi aita tamid. Even if they took the old bread off, and then later on they put the new breads on, it's called tamid. Tamid just means it cannot be overnight. But so long as on the same Shabbat the bread was put on, that's called tamid. It doesn't have to be mamash every split second. Yatzu v'natanum al shulchan hazahav shehaya ba'olam. I'm going to go back. They took the old bread and they put it on the golden table that was in the ulam. Hektiru abazichim. And then they took the frankincense and the levona, and they brought it. V'halot mitchalkot l'kohanim. And the halot are then divided up amongst the kohanim. Hal yom kippurim nechayot b'shabbat. Halot mitchalkot l'ayrev. So Kippur comes out on Shabbat. Obviously, you cannot eat the halot on Shabbat. So they would divvy up the halot on Motzei Shabbat, meaning on Motzei Kippur. Because she says, "Ve'en yichurim dechlo hayom, achalot machakot la'ayrev, ve'lo le'machar." Can I give it out on Sunday? Because then it'd be lina. It stayed overnight. And once you take it off on Shabbat, you have to finish it by, or get it off the table, and then eat it by Motzei Shabbat. Ve'lo le'machar, and if it's not lina, le'chazmanot shenistanek. Okay. Last point to the Mishnah. Haliyot be'erev Shabbat. In the olden days, Kippur was able to fall out on a Friday. So let's say Kippur fell out on a Friday. Sa'ir shel yom kippurim ne'echal le'erev. Sa'ir of Kippur that was eaten, cannot be eaten on Kippur, obviously. So the Hadush is they would eat it at night on Shabbat. What's the Hadush of the Mishnah? She says, shel Musaf. Shu hatat, v'hu sa'ir na'asa b'chutz v'nechal l'kohanim, nechal l'ayrev l'shabbat, v'pi she'en yukhlim l'bashlo b'shabbat. Even though you cannot cook it on Shabbat, but they would eat it on l'shabbat. How would they eat it? Nechal l'ayrev. How would they eat it on Motzei Shabbat? Yeah, so when Kippur fell out on normal on a weekday, so the mevashel it, the motzei yom kippurim, motzei kippur, they cook the meat. Meat's raw on Kippur; they can do anything with it. They cook it on motzei kippur and they eat it. But when it falls on erev Shabbat, so you cannot cook it on motzei yom kippurim because it's Shabbat, and you cannot leave it either because it's going to be pasul of lina. So therefore, they would eat it. So hal yod be'erev Shabbat sa'ir shemekum nechal la'erev raw v'bablim ochlim oto kishu hay. So the bablim, the kohanim from Bavel, which we'll see what that means, ochlim oto kishu hay. They eat the korban raw because you can't cook it not on Kippur and not on the Shabbat. V'pnei she'da'atan yafa. Da'atan yafa means they were not finicky people. They were not onanim. They didn't have istenis. They didn't have aninut da'at. Meaning they were healthy minds in the sense that were able to eat things even raw. And the first people, how would they eat it? They would cook it? So everybody would eat it raw. So we'll see what the difference between them and the other people were. Everybody's eating it raw, so what did Bablim do different than the regular Kohanim? We'll see. Comes the Gemara and says, Tanya, Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Afidu Sileket Aishana Shaharit Tisdirat Hadasha Arbit, Em Bekaklum. Good. That's what Rabbi Yosef said in the Mishnah. Even if you took the old ones off in the morning, and you set the new table by the night, it's called tamid. And the mani mekayim lefanayv tamid. But it says tamid. Is that tamid? There's 10 hours and the shulchan did not have any bread on it. No, shelo yalin shulchan below lechem. That's all that means. That shouldn't go overnight without lechem. But not that it has to be simultaneous. So Yavara says a chedush over here. Amar Rabbi Ami. בדבריו של רבי יוסי נלמוד אפילו לא שנה אדם אלא פרק אחד שחרית ופרק אחד ערבית קיים מצוות לא ימוס ספר תורה זה מפיך. Right, if a person learned one פרק of Mishnah in the morning and one פרק in the evening, it's called תמיד, and therefore it's like he learned Torah the whole day. The pasuk says לא ימוס ספר תורה זה מפיך והגית בו יומם ולילה. So once רבי יוסי תמיד תמי חדוש בעל השולחן, that if you put it in the morning, and you take it off in the morning, and you put it back in the night, so as long as it doesn't go overnight, you're covered. It's called tamid. So I can learn halakha when it comes to Talmud Torah. study one perek in the morning, then the guy goes to work the whole day. Study one perek at night, so it's called tamid. So it's like you learned the whole day. Amar Rabbi Yohanan Meshuvin Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Afilu lo kara adam ila kriyat shema shachrit v'arbit. Wow, even if he just read kriyat shema in the morning, kriyat shema in the evening, kiyem lo yamush. You fulfilled the mitzvah lo yamush sevet razra v'picha. V'davar hazeh asur l'omro l'fnei Am Ha'aretz. But don't tell us when Am Ha'aretz, because then he's going to rely on this. And she says, "Shelo yomar b'kriyat shema sayyiv lo yargid ba'anav l'tamut Torah." He's not going to study Torah. He's not going to teach his children to study Torah. The magal let them read shema, and that's it. Rava Amar mitzvah lo omro b'fnei Am Ha'aretz. Rava is the opposite. It's mitzvah to tell to an Am Ha'aretz. Why? That she mitzvah lo omro d'savar meshum kriyat shema lo tel zachar gadol kaze ki az tastiya ad rechicha imayah asu kol hayom kol shekel zachar gadol. Because it says, if you learn Torah all day, you get atzlacha. So Ramaz will say, wow, if just by reading Shema in the morning and the night, you get atzlacha. Well, the most of you learn more, you can get more atzlacha. So therefore, it teaches children more Torah. She gives another interpretation. It's not harina. Sadly, Anach Rabbanan. The matzit patrin nafshayu b'kliyat shema. Savri, anach rabbanan the matzit patrin nafshayu b'kliyat shema v'yad v'koli yuma v'garse shravina schar gadol yesh. So these rabbis are learning all day. The Amara says, what are the rabbis learning all day long for? They could read shema in the morning and the night. Must be if they're learning all day, there's a lot of reward. And therefore, they're going to teach their children more Torah. So therefore, it's good to tell the Amara this. They're going to say, hey, what are the rabbis learning all day for? They could get away with learning shema in the morning and the night. And that must be that they're doing all day long learning, that the reward is great, therefore it'll give them more motivation. Sha'al bin Dama bin Achoto shel Rabbi Ishmael et Rabbi Ishmael. The nephew of Rabbi Ishmael asked him, Kigon ani, shelamati kol ha-Torah kula. He's a guy like me, I learned the whole Torah. Ma'ol elmod hochma yivanit. I want to learn Greek. The Greek wisdom, the Greek philosophy. Qara alav ha-mekra hazeh. לא ימוס סבתורה זה בפיך, והגית אבו יומם ולילה. צא ובדוק שעה שאין לה לא מן היום ולא מן הלילה, ולמוד בו חוכמה יוונית. Well, the Torah says you have to learn day and night. So go find the time, it's neither day or no night, and go study all the Greek philosophy you want. Which means if you're trying to tell him, you can't do it. ופליג עד רבי שמואל בן נחמני. דאמר רבי שמואל בן נחמני, אמר רבי יונתן, פסוק זה, אין לו חובה ולא מצווה, אלא ברכה. This pasuk of lo yamush is not an obligation. We always understand the pasuk lo yamush. Torah telling you don't let the Torah leave your mouth day and night. No, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chova. Ela beracha. It's a blessing that God blessed Yeshua ben Nun. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua shedevre Torah chavivim ala biyoter. God saw that Yeshua ben Nun, he loves the Torah so much. Ne'emar umsharetu Yeshua ben Nun na'ar. Lo yamish betocha ohel. Yeshua ben Nun, he never left the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. He studied Torah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua, kol kach habibim alecha devre Torah. The devre Torah is so precious to you. Lo yamush sevdra ze mepicha. He blessed him. The Torah will never leave your mouth. It's a beracha he's giving him, not an obligation. They have to study Torah all day long. Tana devre Bishmael. Devre Torah lo yu alecha choba. Which means your attitude to Talmud Torah shouldn't be like a chovah, like it's an obligation. It's a burden, like a tax you have to pay. No, I gotta go learn now. I have to pay my debt. No. Li etta rashay leftur atzmecha mehen. Nashi. Lo yiyu alecha chovah. Ke adam sheyesh lo chov. Like a guy that has a debt. Ve'omer matay yifra'enu. When am I gonna be able to pay this debt off and get it off my back? Leftarenu kach lo yomar adam. Ishtei perek ahad. Let me just read one Mishnah, or one Perek, Miftar. If I'm Pater, I'll be off the hook. Shiatar HaShadav Torah Tzvechabim. Do not exempt yourself from Torah like that. That shouldn't be your attitude. Amar Chaskiya, my dichtiv, Pasuk Neyov, Ve'af esitecha, Mepi sar, Rachav, Lo mutzak, Tachteha. God, esitecha, turned you to the place, or from the place, turn you away from the place that's narrow. Piyasab, that it's opening is narrow. What is this? Bor e. Shvelki midat kadosh baruch hu midat basar v'adam. The way of kadosh baruch hu is different than the way of basar v'adam. Midat basar v'adam adam misit et chaveru midarchi haim darchi mita. Normally the word misit is used when you're turning somebody from a good road to a bad road. Misit, you're causing him to go on a crooked road. But look at kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu misit et adam midarchi mita darchi haim. God's the exact opposite. He turns the person from the roads of death to bring him to the roads of life. He turns you away from the place that's narrow. What's narrow? The Gehinnam. The opening of Gehinnam is narrow, so all the smoke is able to collect in there without spreading around. So it gets very hot. The Shem saves the person from the Gehinnam. Why does he save the person from the Gehinnam? Because he studies Torah. It says, Betocha. Good. That he saves the person from Gehinnam that has the smoke. Betocha. That's why the Piya is Tsar. Shema Tomar Keshem Shepiya Tsar Kach Kula Tsara. Maybe you'll tell me that just like the opening of Gehinnam is narrow, so to the whole Gehinnam is narrow, there was not too much smoke. The bottom here is very wide, so there's a lot of smoke. That the Gehinnam is not going to be for the Melech. Rashi says, the Tamid Shepiresh Min HaTorah. So you have a student, he learned Torah when he was young, then he went away from the Torah. Maybe he's called the Melech, because the Tamid HaKemim are called Melechim. So maybe you'll think that once he studied Torah when he was young, he's already saved from Gehinnam, even though he stopped learning. The king is destined to go there also. Shema Tomar in Ba'itzim. Maybe they ran out of wood. Yes, because they have to fuel Gehinnam. So maybe there's a limit of the wood. There's a lot of wood. Shema Tomar Zui Sechara. Maybe a person's going to say that this is the reward, which means that if you study Torah, you just don't go to Gehinnam. That's the reward. You don't go to Gehinnam. But who says there's a reward of Gan Eden or Olam Abba? Tavodomar, Rahat Shulchanecha Malei Dashen. Not only are you going to be saved from the fire of the Gehinnam, but your table is going to be filled with all the beracha, with all the items. Hag Yom Kippurim Yom B'Shabbat. Okay, so what do we say in the Mishnah? Kippur fell on Shabbat, so they would eat the Korban Motzei Shabbat. Not Motzei Shabbat, Alel Shabbat. Haliot be'ayrib Shabbat, they would eat the Korban Alel Shabbat. The Babliim, they would eat it raw. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Bar Hana. Amar B'Yohana, no Babliim him. It wasn't the Kohanim from Babel. Ela Alexandriim him. Those are the Kohanim from Alexandria, the Messiah. Umetov Shesun'im et Babliim, Korim Otam Hashem Babliim. But the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, they hated the Babliim for whatever reason. So whenever they would nickname somebody they didn't like, they would say they had the Babliim. Even though these were not Babliim, they were Alexandriim. But they didn't like the Alexandriim either. But they nicknamed them Babliim because they hated the Babliim. Tanya Me'achir, Rabbi Yosef Omer, lo Babliim him, ela Alexandriim him. Metuch shesun'im et Babliim, korim otam ashim Babliim. So that's the pshat. You should have peace of mind because she rested my mind also. Because I didn't understand what you mean the Kohanim from Babel. Now I understand. It's really the Alexandriim that did that, which is what they do. Every year they ate it raw. Which means, technically, you only have to eat it raw when Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbat. These guys would eat it raw every year. If Kippur comes out on a Tuesday, so Tuesday night you can cook it. They didn't. Every year they ate it raw. Kaka, they went that. So they're gluttons. Like, what are you eating it raw for? So therefore, the Mishnah puts them like that. They were the aftanim. They were gluttons. So they would eat it raw every year. Okay, Mishnah.
I think that was from Babel.
Now, see, look at the Taptosfot. Look at the Taptosfot. 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 Uma shemeskirim otam lignai. Look at the Taptosfot. Look at the Taptosfot. Third line. Uma shemeskirim otam lignai. Ashochlim et ha-se'irim hayim. Afagav de mitzvah ka'avde. They did a mitzvah. What do you want them? They're eating it raw because it doesn't come to notar. שלא יבואו לו יותר נותר, לפי שהרגילו עצמם כמו כן אותם החיים עד בכל השנים. אין לי תוספות צריך. No problem, on Leil Shabbat, you have no choice to eat it like that. Whatever you're eating like that, that's why it looks like a glutton. Therefore the rabbi's not. Mishnah, סידר את הלחם בשבת. Okay, you set up the לחם on Shabbat, like that לך. ואת הבזיחים נחל השבת. Oh, but the בזיחים you put on Sunday. You were late on the בזיחים. והקטיר את הבזיחים בשבת. And then the next Shabbat came, and you brought the בזיחים. And the בזיחים were only on the table 6 days. So it's פסול. שנעשה it's פסול. No good. קשי, משנה, פסול, דמחוסר, זמנו. It's lacking the proper time. שלא היה על השולחן אלא 6 ימים. ואחרי אי אפשר לתקן ולומר, דניחנו עד שבת הבאה. So what do you just say? Leave everything on the table another week to get the שיעור. דקמן דלחם נסדר כדינו בשבת. The rule is like this. Once the lechem is placed on the table on Shabbat in the right time, קדשו שולחן. So the Shulchan is Mekadesh to Lechem, Veshuv En Yakol Lashotan Ela Ad Shabbat Rishona. Because if you're going to leave it on the table, it's going to be Lina. Once it's on the table on the right day, the bread, you cannot leave it now for 2 weeks. Because once it's on Shabbat, the first Shabbat that comes now, it's done. With Moshe Shabbat, if it's going to be on the table, it's going to be Pasul of Lina. So therefore, that's not an option. So it says, once already you tell me it becomes pasul because the, what do you call it, the bazichim are now pasul. Ein hayavim aleihem mishu pigud notar v'tameh. All laws are off. Pigud means what? Let's say you brought the bazichim, but kavanat pigud. I may not eat the bread past its time. It's not, doesn't matter, it's not going to be posel. No pigud. Why? As she says, im k'tiran amenat lechol min alechem lemahar. Inu pigul shelo kanev matik mitzvato. Right, because you only haya pigul when you bring the matid. What's matid the lechem? The bazichim. You only haya when you bring the matik mitzvato. Here you're not bringing the matid mitzvato. It's already pasul already. So it was not sheikh pigul. Secondly, Rashi says velo mishum notar sheen notar halal lechem sheen lo ilachila. Exactly. No notar. Let's say a person eats it after its time. So you ate notar. No. That since it was not mutar la'achila, it doesn't become notar. It has to be ra'ui la'achila first, then it becomes notar. But it was never ra'ui la'achila because the bazichim are pasul. Third thing, v'tameh, ha'ochlo betum'at aguf. Let's say a guy eats the breads betum'at aguf in this case. Eno bekaret. Why? Because it says, anita le'tovarim ha'ayimim alim shum tum'ah. Ve'ze lo nita le'tovarim me'olam, the bazichim avu matin gidei lo kol beno kelkatam. You only chayav betum'ah on something that teorim are able to eat. But in this case, even the teorim was possible for them to eat. Because the bazikim were wrong. So we don't chayav betum'ah if you ate betum'ah. Good. Case number two in the Mishnah. Then they blew it. No lechem apanim that week. I burn it. Sider et alechem. Vet the bazikim b'shabbat. Okay, did everything good so far. You put the bread on Shabbat. You put the bazikim on Shabbat. Viktir et the bazikim. לאחר השבת. הוא הקטיר את הבזיחים לאחר השבת. He brought the בזיחים on Sunday. לאחר השבת. What Sunday did he bring it? And she says, למחר. The first day. So the בזיחים were on the table only one day or a week and a day? והקטיר את הבזיחים בשבת. Second case. מיד. Yeah, למחר, one day. בסולה. Okay, of course it's Pesulah. Because Bazichim went out on the table for... It was also Mechus Azman.
Huh? The new Bazichim.
He put the new Bazichim. Put the new bread on the table. He put the new Bazichim on the table. Right away, the next day, he brought the Bazichim. So he's early, he jumped the gun. Pasul. Pesulah. Ve'en ha'ayim alim shu pigul notar v'tameh. Same story. You don't have anything. Not pigul, not tameh, not notar. Third case. סידר את הלחם ואת הבזיחים לאחר השבת. You put the lechem and the bezichim on Sunday. Without looking in the Mishnah, what's the thing going to be? Leave it 2 weeks. Because you don't have a problem of lina now. Because the only time you have a problem of lina is when you put it on Shabbat. Then the table's Mekadesh. So therefore, you put on Sunday, nothing. Sunday night, nothing happens. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, go all the way to Shabbat. Once you put it on the next Shabbat, it's Mekadesh. And then keep it to the next Shabbat. And then you have it fine. It says, Siddir to the Bazikim, the Hara Shabbat. Viktir to Bazikim, Bishabbat. Oh, but the guy messed it up here. He brought the Bazikim on the first Shabbat. He should not have brought the Bazikim on the first Shabbat. Because the Bazikim, nothing. Not even, it's 6 days. The Lechem is not even kasher yet for the Bazikim to go on. Pesula. Yashi. Well, we'll see what you're supposed to do. Kesel Yaseh. What are you supposed to do? Yanihenna l'Shabbat ba'ah. Good. We're supposed to, in that case, leave everything on the table till the following Shabbat, like we just said. She'afidu hi ala shuhan yamim rabim em bekachlum. Because even if it's on the table for many days, no problem. Why? Look at Ashi. Yanihenna l'Shabbat ba'ah v'ya'amod shivu'ayim ala shuhan. Let it stay on the table for 2 weeks. V'kevan delon nizdar b'Shabbat. Since it wasn't placed on Shabbat, and shulchan mekadeshu ad Shabbat. The table is not mekadeshu until the following Shabbat. Hilkach lo mifsad b'dinah l'motzei Shabbat. Exactly. Which means it's not going to become pasul for lina on motzei Shabbat. You put on Sunday. Now once Shabbat comes, that's it. So we got to get off the table. Motzei Shabbat comes lina. No. The clock doesn't start until the following Shabbat. Now it's mekadesh. Now start counting 7 days. So therefore you put it on Shabbat, leave everything on the table, and go to the following week. Yes.
One
yes. It's telling what to do. Yes, and Yasin in that case. Gemara. Tiranatam. Okay, we learned over there in Masechet Yoma, giving you the procedure of Yom Kippurim, how the Kohanim would their schedule. Amar lema memune, when is the one in charge? Tzi'u ur'u imigi azman shaita. Go look outside, see if the if it's time to slaughter the Qurban Tamich al Shahar. It has to be light outside. The lights that's start coming up. So the Mimuneh would tell the looker, the seer, go outside, see if the sun is coming up. Already, you see the rays. We could start to slaughter the Yorona. Imigia, if it reached the time, Haroe Omer Barkai. Barkai, meaning Hira Yom. It's light. Matatyab in Shmuel Omer. He'ir penei kol ha-mizrach ad she-be-Hebron. So, it's light, we can see all the way till Hebron. That's what he would say it. What are you going to mention Hebron for? Ve'hu omer hen. Which means he would ask him, could you see light all the way till Hebron? He would say, yes, we can see all the way to Hebron. Ve'lama utzlichu lekach. Why do they have to do such a thing? So Rashi says, by the way, the reason why they did that is because they wanted to mention the zechut of Yeshene Hebron on Kippur. They wanted to mention the word Hebron on Kippur. So you can remember the zechut of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So just mentioning the word Hebron is already me'ore the zechut of the Avodat Yerushalmi says. So they would say, could you see all the way to Hebron? Oh, he mentioned the word Hebron. That's it. Hebron, he activated the zechut of the Avot. Right, like we read, he went to Hebron, Caleb went to Hebron. Shebe Hebron, v'hu omer hen. V'lamot tzichu lekach. Why do you have to make such a procedure? Could you see all the way to Hebron? And he says, yes. What's the procedure so much? To go on the roof, and he's got to make a thing. What do they have to have an official seer for? Sheba machat ala me'ora lebana. It's one night. The moon was very light. They thought that the sun already was coming up. You know, it was the middle of the night. Shahatu at the Tamid. So they slaughtered the Tamid early, when it was still nighttime. As a result, they had to burn it, because it was Pasul. So then they made a new system, so they don't make up a mistake. Send the guy on the roof, let him look to see exactly if it was... Rashi says, why did they have to burn it? You have to slaughter it in the day. Therefore, they have to burn. Now, the Mishnah continues what they did on Kippur. Now they take them down, the Kohen Gadol, they bring them to the Mikveh. There's a rule. Kol ha-mesichet raglav. Anybody that goes, any Kohen goes to the bathroom, Rashi says, Gedolim, he went to the bathroom, Ta'on tevila. It's it. After the bathroom, he has to go to the mikveh. Ve'chol ha-matil mayim, that's ketanim, Ta'on kiddush yadam v'raglayim. He has to wash his hands and his feet from the kiyor. Tane abud rabi abin. Lo zu bilvad, el afidu olat ta'of, shenimleka balayla. Or even if the guy Kohen made melika at night, not only if you slaughtered the olah at night, but even if you did melika at night, umenhashnik mitza balayla, or you made kemitza on a mincha at night, tetze lebet aserefa. That's it. Bet aserefa, no good. She says, afidu olat tofu min adelat korban hashuvu. Such a korban hashuv because there's no korban olat ta'of that's brought besibur. Still, if you did it at night, it's pasul. You went away. Bishlama olat ta'of mishum delo efshal lahadure. Okay, olat ta'of, once you made melika, you can't re-melika it after the sun comes out. So that's what's pasul. Ela mincha efshal lahadir komis l'dukhte v'kamis b'yimama. This is a simple solution. You took the comments early, put it back in the bowl, and do it again after the morning comes out. What's the problem? Which means there's a way to refix the comments. Put it back in the bowl. So you want to answer? Who tani la? Who amar la? He asked the question and he answered it. Lisharet mekadeshan mekadeshin shelo bezmana. That's the rule. The kli sharet is mekadeshin even before its time. So therefore, what happens? The comments is kadosh now. Once the comments is kadosh, you can't stick it back in there and take another kometz. The kometz is kadosh already. How about you took it at night? You're right. The kli is mekadeshin at night. Could be it's pasul to bring it on the mizbeah, but the kli is mekadeshin at night, and therefore you can't have an option to take it out, put it back in there. You took it already. Rashi mekadeshin. Vezeh shekamatz v'natan kometz bechli. You took the kemitza and you put the kemitza in the keli, like the law is. You have to take the kemitza with the hands. You put it in another keli. Afgav delayla lazman kiddushu mekadesh lekeli. Kelit mekadeshet. Veshuv, ei eshtol la'arimu b'shirayim, v'na'azov v'kmos shikman nitkadesh l'shem komets. You can't put the komets, it's kadosh already back into the flower. You did it already. That's the statement. Now we start with a whole host of questions. But that's the statement. Nothing difficult. Metive. Kol akare bayom, kadesh bayom. Anything that's supposed to be brought in the day, the kelit mekadeshet in the day. For example, stop korbanot. Balayla kadosh balayla. For example, Rashi says minhat nisachim. Certain types of nisachim are brought at night, so the kelis mekadesh them at night. Ben bayom uben balayla, and different items that are brought ben bayom ben balayla kadosh ben bayom ben balayla. Good, which means whenever the korban or the item is able to be brought, that's when the kelis is going to be mekadesh. Gemara says kol karev bayom kadesh kadosh bayom. Bayom in, balayla lo. That's a question against what we just said. Make a diyuk. What's born in the day, the kelis mekadesh in the day. This mincha is born in the day. How did you tell me then that night the kelis mekadesh it? And you can't stick the comments back in. We asked the question, take the comments, you did a mistake, put it back in. Oh, it's kadosh already. Why should we kadosh? Oh, the kelis mekadesh. I can't get the mekadesh. It's at night time. I thought you just told me a rule. Whatever's born in the day, the kelis only mekadesh in the day. Mash by the day, yeah, not the night. So the Chalai should have a solution to put the comments back into the pile. But the answer is, Eno kadosh li karev, va kadosh li pasel. That's the haluk. Which is, when we said it's not mekadesh to bring on the mizbeach, but it's mekadesh it enough to make it pasul. So it is kadosh quasi. Ashi. Li pasel, kegon bedina. Exactly. This case over here, you took it at night. You can't bring it on the mizbeah, and that's because pasul. But it's kadosh. It gives it a kiddushah, but nothing can put it on the mizbeah. Motiv Rabbi Zera. It's a question from our Mishnah. Sider et alechem et abazichim hal Shabbat. Okay, interesting story. Our Mishnah. You set up everything on Sunday. Right? The le'am panim you put on Sunday and the bazichim on Sunday. V'ektir et the bazichim b'Shabbat. Besuna. Okay, because she brought it early. Kesa Yasis, what do we say you should do? Yani Hedna le Shabbat Ba'a. She'afidu yal shulchan yamim rabim en bekach klum. So far so good, what do we say in the Mishnah? You put it on Sunday. Leave it all the way until, not the first Shabbat, to the second Shabbat. How do we understand it works? The clock starts, not on Sunday, because you put it on the after Shabbat. The clock doesn't start till Sunday, until Shabbat. So the first Shabbat came, boom, day one. So leave it from that Shabbat all the way to the following Shabbat, to the second Shabbat, and then you're fine. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Isra Gadatach, Kli Sheret Mekadeshan Shelo Bezmanam. But if you tell me that the Kli Sheret is Mekadesh the items, even Shelo Bezmanam, Likdosh V'Lifsol, it should become already Pasul. Rashi, second line, Likdosh Me'ahad B'Shabbat, which means, let the Shulchan Mekadesh the Lechem on the Sunday. Wait, it's not the right time. So what? He just told me that the Kli Sheret is Mekadesh even before this man. Stop. Didn't we say by the Mincha at night? It's before this man. What do we say? Oh, it doesn't matter. The Kli is Mekadesh it. Good. So let the Kli Mekadesh it on Sunday. Ah, but it's before this man. So what? It'll be Mekadesh and therefore continue Rashi. V'chi mati'idach te'had b'Shabbat li'pasil b'lina li'motzei ha'ad b'Shabbat she'ayot te'mishmona yamim. And then already, if it's already on the table on Sunday, so now you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. Now already it's on the table already for 7 days. Now already it should be Pasul on Motzei Shabbat, because it's the 8th day already. The Bilina. Once you kept 7 days, that Motzei Shabbat, it should be Ovelina. How can you say Ovelina on the table for 2 weeks? If the table is Mekadesh, 7 days is the maximum. After 7 days, it becomes Lina. You hear the question? So Gemara says, Amar Rava. So Rava says like this. So basically, you're asking a very strong question over here from this Mishnah, from Mishnah of Lechem Panim, against the case of what? Of the comets. Comets, we said over there in Yoma, you took the comets at night, you stopped, you can't put it back in. Can't put it back in. What do you have to do? You have to just leave it, burn it, because it's Kadosh. Ah, it comes Kadosh even before this man? Yes. That's a collision with our Mishnah. Shabbat. He put it on Sunday. I made a mistake in the Mishnah. He put it on Sunday. So nothing happens on Sunday, we said. That according to the Mishnah. The clock doesn't start till the following Shabbat. Boom, start the clock, so you take it the following Shabbat. Two Shabbat Torah will be on. But the Gemara is saying, so what? Why is the clock doesn't start? You put it on the table on Sunday. It's the wrong Zman, right? Once the bread becomes Kadosh, start the clock now. Once it already comes the first Shabbat, once the Shabbat will be Lina already. Just like you're putting the comets at night. Mechusaz Zman's Bekadesh. So there's also Mechusaz Zman. Lipas to be Pasul, not to eat it. To make it Pasul.
So Sunday for the Lechem HaPanim is the same thing as the equivalent to the following morning with the comets.
Taking the comets at night before this man.
Before this man.
In the case of the Mishnah, we're taking the comets at night. You can only take the comets in the morning. You jumped the gun, you took it early. So we thought originally, took it early, it's nothing. Take it early, put it back in the pile, do it again.
No.
In comets, in habalayla. No, mechusaz man, it's missing the, it's before this man, it's kadosh. Ah, it's kadosh, meaning kadosh become pasul. It is a comet, so when it's a comet, it gets to come back in. Good. So same thing we should say about Lechem HaPanim. You put it on the table Sunday. It's early. So we send a Mishnah early, no problem. Don't know why. You leave it to the next Shabbat and start from the Shabbat again. What do you mean? It starts, it becomes Pasul already, it becomes Kadosh then. Also, you want answers. Amar Abba. Man de Kamotiv, Shapir Kamotiv. The one that's asking this question. It's asking a good question. It's a strong question on the Mishnah. Abu Rabbi Abi Nameh Matnita Ka'amar. Which means, but when Rabbi Abin quoted his statement, he wasn't just saying something wrong. Even though it's going against our Mishnah, it's not Baduta. It's not something just that he made up. But geez, he has a source for what he's saying. He has a logic for what he's saying. Because otherwise we would say, you know what? The rabbi is saying something against the Mishnah. And therefore, the Chaura, he's wrong. Because he's coming along to say that what? That then the Kometz becomes Kadosh. To become Pasul. Runs against the Mishnah. So the Chaura, my first answer would say, no, he's wrong. He cannot have an Amora say a statement against a Mishnah. So he knew what he was saying. He knew the Mishnah, and he knew what he was saying. How could it be? They do get Lina, of course. Of course they get Lina. 7 days. 7 days. I put it on Shabbat. I got to take it on Shabbat. Okay, but the Sunday is before this month, correct? You tell me a rule. Before this month, it's Mekadesh. So they will start the clock. So once you get to the 8th day, it's Lina as well. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. So leave it for 2 weeks. Say, what do you think? Rabbi didn't know that Mishnah. He knew that Mishnah. He still made his statement. And then he could square it off. How you square it off? Says Abu Dhabi, we nami matita kamar kasabar laila in mehusar zman. Oh, dashi. Tana de Rabbi Abin laila in mehusar zman, which means laila. When you do something at night, it's not lacking time. It's not considered mehusar zman. It's not considered early leinyan that. Why? De laila olech harayom, because tonight. The day goes after the day follows the night. Which means if you do it at night, since going into the day, it's not it'll be Mekadesh. But not if you do it in the day, something that you do in the day is considered Mechusar Zman. It's not even going to be Mekadesh. There's a difference between preempting it at night or preempting it in the day. The case of the comets, when did you preempt it? At night. Laila is not mehusar zman. It's not what's called mehusar zman. It's not considered early in the sense that it's not going to become kadosh. What happens? It's memela. The night falls into the day. The night and the day comes. Therefore, it'll be mekadesh. Mashe'en ken, when you put it in the day, for example, you put it on Sunday, you put the ramapanim, oh, that's early. That's early. Wrong day! Wrong night, no mehusazma. Wrong day, yeah, mehusazma. That's why the lamb is not kadosh. He makes a haluk between when did you preempt it. If you preempted it at night, when are we supposed to put the comets? We're supposed to put the comets in the day, yes? I did it at night. Comets supposed to. Comets. Menha. Sunday. No, Sunday. Comets. Not the Hamapanim. Any day. 7 days a week. But regular menha. So I'm supposed to do it in the day. Yeah, you did it a little early. It's not mehusar zman.
Why is it a problem then?
It's not a problem.
You said it is.
Adrabah, because it's not mehusar zman, that's why it becomes kadosh. It's kadosh to become pasul. Not kadosh to bring. It's not mehusar zman. It's pasul. You're not allowed to bring it at night. You're not listening. I didn't say the days like the night. It's not considered mehusar zman to make it pasul. Of course, we all agree, not arguing on the Torah. Torah, you have to bring it on the day. Not arguing that you can bring it at night. But it'll be Kadosh at night. It's Mechusaz Man early. No, Laila lab Mechusaz Man to make it Kadosh. Mashiach in the day, yes, consider Mechusaz Man. It makes the Hiluk. Gemara, bottom line. Abal, Roha. Hayyamin, Mechusarim Zeman. Nashi. The yamim ayu mehusar zman, but days yes. Hilkach lechem anizda bechad b'shalom mekadesh leivsule dakati kam yamim yesh azmano. Right, which means here you put it a few days early, a week early you put it. So a day is not considered mehusar zman. So therefore, when is the lechem epanim going to start the clock? According to this ancestor, Shabbat. Once it starts on Shabbat, you're okay. Gemara says, oh, you forgot something. Sof. Ki mate laila de beshimshe likdosh vilifsol. Which means, you told me laila love mehusar zman. So the first Friday night, it should become kadosh. Because it's on the table already, eh? So if Friday night it's laila mehusar zman, it should become kadosh vilifsol. And then the next Friday night will be pasul already. Because it's more than 7 days. You understand that? Why don't you tell me Laila? You have a problem now. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Shikadam Vesilek. You know what the Rambam is talking about? You put it on the table on Shabbat, on Sunday. All the way till Friday. Before Friday night, you took it off the table. You took it off the table, and then what? You may put it back on. You don't have a problem with tamid. According to that rabbi, that says it's tamid as long as it doesn't go a night without it. So the point is, that's how you got around it. Look at Rashi. Okay, that's one answer. Before the Lil Shabbat. So the table was not Mikadesh at night. That's one way. Of course. Because second answer. Murzutra'a ve'itimar av ashe amar afilu tema b'shelo kadam v'silek. Kevan de sidero shelo kebitzmato na'asa kemo she sidero akof. It's like a monkey put it on. Which means, once you put it on Sunday, and it just stayed on by itself, it's not considered as if you put it on the table on Lel Shabbat to become pasul. It's like if a monkey put it on the table early, it's going to become pasul. No, it just happened already by itself, so to speak. The case of the mincha, you did the mincha at night. You took the comments at night. Midah. No? Laila lam mechosaz man. It's going to be mekadeshet. Mashiach, did you put it on the Friday night on the table? But let's look at a simple case. A kohen went Lel Shabbat to put it on the table. Oh, if you put it on the table Lel Shabbat, it's a problem. Well, by the next Lel Shabbat, it's going to be 8 days already. Oh, that I understand. But here, did he put it on Lel Shabbat? No, he put it on Sunday. Anything wrong on Sunday yet? No. Nothing happens on a Sunday. But with the Laila. No, I didn't put it on the Laila. It's like a Masay Kof Be'alma. It's like a dog, like a monkey put it on. It happened by itself. Therefore, it's not going to be Mekadesh it. Nashi. Nasay Kimish is a Dura Kof. The inch for Ham Mekadeshu, I feel Bismano. Right? Even Bismano, by the way. Let's say a monkey put the Lechem pretty much Shabbat. Is the table going to be Mekadesh it? Of course not. But the comments came to Fatoh, Hashim, the Lalim, or Salman, but the comments you did came to Fatoh. You understand the Hiluk? Odd palm. If a monkey put the lechem and put him on the table, is it Mekadesh? No. So therefore, it's not going to be considered. But it was on the table Friday night. Who put it on the table Friday night? I didn't put it on the table Friday night. Ma'asik kof ba'alma. It happened by itself.
Of course, you can just have to take it off on Shabbat.
You don't have to take it off according to this answer. It's ma'asik kof ba'alma.
So if it's ma'asik kof ba'alma.
No. I put it on Sunday.
Then Shabbat morning you have to do it.
But it's ma'asik.
No, that's not a ma'asik kof what I did on Sunday. The netina was a netina, but the fact that it's going through the Friday night, that's like I put it on Friday night. I put it on Sundays. Yom is not mechusas man. But it's on the table on the Friday night. It's going to stay by itself. I didn't put it there Friday night. Then it was back on the table on Shabbat, start the clock. Otherwise, you're saying it's the same answer then. Take it off. He's not saying you have to take it off, the second answer. Second answer, leave it on. Otherwise, no haluk to the answer. What are you saying? Ma'asek off. I'm explaining it to you. You did a ma'aseh. What you did on Sunday is not considered ma'aseh kof. I put the lechem on him on Sunday. Is it mechusar zeman? No, yom is not considered mechusar zeman. You're okay. Leave it for 2 weeks, the Mishnah said. Oh, we had a question. Oh, but the first Laila comes. Oh, it's on there. I didn't put it on there. That's considered ma'aseh kof be'alma. It goes from when I put it on. I put it on Sunday, start the clock on Shabbat and finish. Because when does the clock start? Shabbat. So you just said Laila is not Mechusar Zeman. Pasul the following Friday night.
So it's going to be one night
early. Correct. You tell me no, leave it on until next Shabbat. And next Shabbat take it over. What do you want? Next Shabbat, but Shabbat morning it's 8 days already. If you're starting the clock on Friday night, it's already going to be 8 days. It's going to be Lina. It's going to be Pasul.
And the Masik Kof, you don't have to do anything anymore?
No, just leave it. Just leave it. Lefizi, he brings down from Harambam. So this is what you would say. Lefizi, mashlema b'mishtei yenichem shabbat haba, ene kevlan shi'anu b'gvidu ma'asir, shi'achzu b'yisledenu on Shabbat. Which means, if you say ma'asir kor ba'alma, so you don't have to worry about Friday night. Because there's nothing to be good. But Shabbat morning, lift it and put it down again. That I don't have a problem with. Because
you the first answer.
The first answer was saying that what you took it over for Shabbat because you don't want it to go on Friday night. Let it stay on Friday night. You didn't do anything on Friday night. Oh, but there was no netina. So some will say no netina from Sunday. Or, like the Rambam says, no, Shabbat, after a Purba Tebekatsu, Rambam Sekor. It's Machloket the Rishonim. No, it's Machloket the Rishonim. Do you have to take it off the table on Shabbat or not? You're right, from Harambam it's Mashma, even without a Masa in the Havis Kashir. And the first Shita is, I guess, maybe Rashi, whatever it is. That's Machloket, that's technical. You have to lift it on Shabbat or not. I can say no, I can say yeah, I can say I understand it. Like the Rambam. I did my Masa on Shabbat, on Sunday. This Masa is not a Masa Kofur I did on Sunday, and therefore that Masa on Sunday is activated on Shabbat. Good. Last Mishnah. Shtei Alechem. Ne'echalot en pachot mishnayim velo yotir al shlosha. Okay. Now it's giving you the time when to eat the lechem panim. You cannot eat it less than 2 days. Also, you can eat it for 2 days. Velo yotir al shlosha. Never less than 2 days, and never more than three. What's the case? Ketzad. Ne'efot me'erev yom tov. Okay, Shavuot. You made the lechem panim on erev Shavuot. Because we said that the afiyah of the lechem panim is not duhay yom tov. So when did you have to bake it? You had to bake it before yom tov. Oh, what am I doing? This is shteh alechem. Okay, shteh alechem. This is Shavuot korban. So if you baked it before Shavuot, so ne'echalot biyom tov l'shnayim. So you're going to eat it on Yom Tov, which is the second day from when you baked it. Got it? You baked it on Erev Yom Tov, that's day one, and you eat it on the first day of Yom Tov. There's only one day of Yom Tov of Shavuot. So it's 2 days of the baking. Give me a case where you're going to eat it 3 days after it's baked. Hal Yom Tov liyot ahar Shabbat. Yom Tov is on a Sunday. So you can't bake it not on Sunday, and you can't bake it not on Shabbat. So you have to bake it on Friday. So it's day three from the baking. Ne'echalot l'shlosha. Very good. Next case. Lechem panim. Ne'echal en pachot mitishra v'liyotir al achadasar. The lechem panim cannot be eaten less than 9 days from when it was baked and not more than 11. Ketzan. Ne'efal me'erev Shabbat. Okay, you baked it, let's say, on Erev Shabbat. Okay, that's Friday. And when do you eat it? The following Shabbat. V'ne'echal Shabbat. How many days is that? Tish'a. Hal Yom Tov liyot Erev Shabbat. Let's say Friday was Yom Tov. So you baked it on Thursday. So ne'echal asara. So from Thursday to the following Shabbat is 10 days. Shnei yamim tovim shalosh Hashanah. Thursday, Friday was Rosh Hashanah. So when did you bake the lechem panim? Wednesday. So Wednesday the Shabbat, ve'echal l'had asar, ve'enu docheh, lo to Shabbat v'lo to Yom Tov. The afiyah, the baking of the lechem panim, is not docheh, not Shabbat, and not Yom Tov. Look at Rashi. Shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Kodem l'Shabbat ne'efa, ba'arba, ve'ne'echelet l'Shabbat sheniya. Okay, correct. Because Shlosh Hashanah was one Thursday, Friday. So you bake it on Arba, on Wednesday. So Wednesday to Shabbat is 11 days. So the Ashi is going to give you a case. You have 12 days. What's the case you can have 12 days? Ashi. V'ikashe yud bet ninu. That case is 12 days. Da en nechalot ad motzei Shabbat. Da oto Shabbat v'yom kippurim. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Wednesday, so the following the Shabbat is Kippur. So you're not eating it on that Shabbat either. You have to eat it on Motzei Shabbat. That's already the 12th day. Ha, lo kasha. Delyan achilat kadashim laila holech achar ayom she'avar. Wow, hadush. When it comes to achilat kadashim, the night goes back to the previous day. So Motzei Shabbat is considered Shabbat. Normally you go after the night starts the new day. But when it comes to Korbanot, the night is going after the previous day. Therefore, you're still at day 11. Very important, you saw it. The following night, that's considered the day. That's considered the day still. When you say 2 days, so the following night is still considered part of that day. Otherwise, it would be 3 days. But you have another night, it's considered the next day. It's that night. It's the night of the Qurban. It's the following day. till the night.
Including the night.
Night, day. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben HaSegan, Dochet Yom Tov. You could bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov. Also, that changes the whole Hezbon. The inner Dochet Yom Tzom. However, it's not Dochet Kippur. Which if Kippur came out on a Friday, so therefore you have to bake it on a Thursday. In that case, you have to bake it early. Kippur. Okay? Beautiful. So Shtei Alechem, the end of Hayyom Tzom, that has to be on the Lechem Panim. Obviously, Shtei Alechem is not on Kippur. Shtei Alechem Shavuot. You're not talking about Kippur, the Gabed is Shtei Alechem. Hashi, the end of Hafiyatam et Yom Tzom, Halim Kippurim Be'em Shabbat, and Lechem Panim Deifah. Okay, Gemara, Amar Avina, Ledavre HaOmer, Nedarim, Nedabot, Hen Kirebim Be'yom Tov, according to the opinion that says, that you're not allowed to bring Nedarim, a person made a personal vow, or nidabot, not obligatory items. Nidaba, that you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. Lo tema medeoraita me'azahazu. Lo tema medeoraita me'azahazu. V'rabbanan hu degazu shelo yeshe. Ela medeoraita namelo hazu. Da'ashte alechem dechovat ayomu. V'leka lebevar shema yeshe. V'ketani enu dochelot ha-shabbat. Velo et hayom tov. So Gemara is saying, we can learn from our Mishnah, Abi Chantush. According to the opinion that says, you do not bring Nidarim and Nidabot on Shabbat, on Yom Tov. Don't say the reason is that really Medoraita, you can. And the only reason why you don't do it is, the rabbis made a gezerah, Shelo Yashhe. That why you should not delay. Why? Because a person is going to come along and say, you know, I can bring it on the holiday, so I'll wait till the holiday. Maybe that's the reason why the rabbis didn't say you should bring it on Yom Tov. What problem? A guy made an edit in the Tammuz. So the guy, if it's Tammuzan, Nedarim and can come on Yom Tov. Wait till Sukkot. We don't want the guy to wait till Sukkot. We want the guy to bring it, and then what's going to happen? Come Sukkot, by that time he's going to forget about it. Now he's all there. He delayed his Korban. Maybe that's the reason why you shouldn't bring on Yom Tov. Medoraita really mutar, but it's a gezerah shema yeshet. That's not the reason. You know what the reason is? Ela medoraita namelo hazu. The reason why you can't bring the Nedarim on Yom Tov, because medoraita it is asur, mena Torah. What's the proof? Deha shtei alechem dechovat hayomu. Shtei alechem, you have to bring on Shavuot. Chovah? Absolutely. Veleka lema shema yeshet. The no shema yeshet. You might delay the Shtei Alechem until what? After Shavuot? There's no Shema Yeshe on Shtei Alechem. And still what? V'ketani eno dohe lo ta Shabbat ve'lo et Yom Tov. That the baking is not dohe. So you see what? Because it's Asur. Not a Shema Yeshe reason. Because Asur, because they don't want you to bake on Yom Tov and cook the Korban on Yom Tov. Od pa'am. Did we say in the Mishnah, could you bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov? Why have to bake it? Early. Okay. What's the reason? Must be because it's Asur Torah to bake it on Yom Tov. It's not, we're not going to say in the Mishnah, really it's Mutar to bake it on Yom Tov. But you know, if we let you bake it on Yom Tov, you might push it off. There's no pushing off. There's no pushing off the Korban of Shavuot. You have to bring it on Shavuot. Ela must be the reason why you're Asur to do it on Yom Tov. Asur Torah to bring it on Yom Tov. So for the same reason Asur to bake it on Yom Tov, it's Asur to bring the Nedarim and Nedabot on Yom Tov as well, not a Gezerah. Look at Rashi. Shema Yeshe Kavod Kodesh Shachid No Devin No Devin Velo Yikrimu Ale Regel. Rosa Bechavim Avtim Melacha Adam Moed. Rashi gives another reason. You're not supposed to wait to do Melacha on the holiday. So this guy is going to make an edit in Tammuz. I'll wait till Sukkot. What? You can't prepare your Melacha to do on the Moed. Ve'od the Shema Yavod Beval Tachem. Or you just might forget and you're going to break an edit. Which means when it comes to the Korbanot of Shavuot, is there Shema Yeshe?
No.
Well, nothing about Shavuot. I'm not going to say, you know why we don't want you to bake it on Yom Tov? Because the guy might come and say, I'm going to wait till Yom Tov to do it. That's what he's supposed to do it. What do you mean you're going to wait? That's what he's supposed to do it. Ela the Pshar is Betzit, it's a Sudur on Yom Tov. You know why it's a Sudur on Yom Tov? Because it's a Sudur on Torah to do it on Yom Tov. Because we don't want you to do the Melacha of Afiyah in such a case on Yom Tov. So must be when it says Nedarim and Nedabot are not brought on Yom Tov, It's because it's asur. We're not trying to bring it over. Because it's not Tzurek Yom Tov. Bring it another time. What do you bring it on Yom Tov? It's not Tzurek Achilat Nefesh today. Bring it on another day. Bishlam, my cooking for today's the food. No problem. But then the baker brought it before. It's not necessary. It was a Sunnah Torah. You're over on Achilat. You're over on cooking and all the other Isurim that are involved. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. 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 Amen.